The Hamptons on New York's Long Island. The Hamptons are the stuff movies are made of. Beautiful people, big parties, opulent mansions, sandy beaches. You can catch a glimpse of the Hamptons in a new reality TV miniseries by director Barbara Kopple. She's best known for her two Oscar-winning documentaries, Harlan County, USA, about coal miners in Kentucky, and American Dream. You might figure Kopple's latest work about New York's elite playground is a departure from her earlier work, but Kopple disagrees.
It's still a story about people, and it's some people are, they may be struggling for different things and in a different place, but I think being able to tell stories and about people and giving people the dignity to be who they are and what they are is what, for me, filmmaking is all about.
I used to drive a taxi. I had Jackie Onassis, Dice Clay. I pumped Billy Joel's gas all the time.
Now, you've got quite a mix of people. You've got some young women who are going to be waitresses. The people of not great means tend to live in group homes. They need, six and eight to a house?
Well, it depends what group home you're going to. The waitresses, some were from Australia and some of them from Ireland. Two older ones wanted to make money, and the two younger ones wanted to have fun, and they got themselves a house. And then there are all the singles that have 35 every other weekend in a share house.
Mm-hmm.
And those young people want to find Mr. and Ms. Right. They want to have a community of people that will be their friends for hopefully many, many years to come, because New York, for many of them, can be a very lonely place.
A young woman who's an investment banker seemed very lonely. There was another young woman looking for a husband who had no trouble communicating with people. She was a major flirt. It was wonderful to watch her work.
I'm Jacqueline. Nice to meet you. How are you?
To meet Mr. Wright at this point, I have a plan.
I don't think we've met.
What's your name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline?
So I'd like to have that feeling of meeting someone and walking away saying, like, this could be something, this could be something.
Which one's you?
Me in bikini, but you don't get to see that unless you come to the house.
Jacqueline Lipson is incredibly beautiful, very honest, and out there, and her goal was to try to find a guy for the summer, and she had a hard time that summer.
Some of the townies are on the make.
My goal for the summer is to be invited to some very she fabulous party. My ultimate goal is to leave here at the end of the summer with my picture in one of those Hamptons magazines, pulling a drink, you know, having a grand old time. That would be
being fabulous.
Being fabulous like everyone else in the Hamptons.
Helen Guevara and Ellen O'Leary, Helen and Ellen, if you can believe that, are these two beautiful young women, and they wanted to be part of the VIP she crowd, and they struggled to get in and to learn more about themselves, and then at the end, maybe they realized that that isn't really where they wanted to be, that being with the people that they knew and loved were really where they were happier.
Of course, we do see the she-she's, the Hiltons, Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley and all, but the people of the town were also very interesting. You have the town police officer. You have a fisherman. Well, you have several fishermen. A farmer.
Marilee Foster has just taken all her writings that she put together, and she's generations of farm families, and she's put it together in a book called Dirt Under My Nails. And what she tries to do is allow people to see the beauty that they miss, the beauty of Sagaponack, the beauty of the farmland, what happens when it rains, looking at crops and vegetables and flowers and all the things we just look through.
My great-great-great-grandfather was a whaling captain. We have great letters from him that talk about wanting to get out of the whaling industry because it was becoming, like, ridden with criminals and everybody was abandoning ship and they couldn't find whales. It's really interesting. So he finally did retire, came to SAG, and he bought just about these original 40 acres right here. We have the original, I guess, 40 that was owned in 1870, and then my father over the years has bought more farmland, and so did his father.
It's impossible not to like Nancy Atlas, a waitress by day and trying to make it as a singer at night.
I had a really rough winter because I broke up out of a serious relationship from about 5 years. So out of that, there was some songwriting that came about. But I'll find the quicker that I move, sooner I forget. So the only thing to do now is just keep on driving without you by my side.
Nancy's very special. She grew up in the Hamptons. She's a local. And her aim and her goal was to make her CD Swagger.
I think your star is Stephen Gaines, the glue that holds us together somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know a thing about polo, but this is the sexiest event of the summer. There are so many hot girls here, it makes me wish I was straight.
Yeah, he says anything. I mean, he says what probably a lot of other people are thinking but wouldn't dare to say.
What are people in the heartland of America to make of this?
I think people in the heartland of America are curious. We're all curious about each other. And too much on reality shows, it's manipulated reality. And I think that hopefully what this will be for people is a real look at a lot of different people watching their lives unfold over the course of a summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara Koppel directed the ABC miniseries The Hamptons, which starts Sunday.